We're still on the MV Lobus, and it's still, of course, September the 9th, and we're still overlooking Sydney Harbour Bridge, or at least under the bridge. Now, we've got another good worker on board Lobus. He's going to introduce himself. He'll tell us a little bit of his background, how he come to know the Lord Jesus, and of course his duties on board the ship likewise. Over to you now, Peter.
Hello, my name's Peter Wilkes, and I come from England, a little seaside resort place called Bognor Regis. And I've been at sea 9 years altogether, but going back a bit further than that, my parents dragged me up in the Church of England, and at 15 I kicked the whole scene because I didn't think much of so-called Christianity, and I went off to sea when I was 18. And for the first 4 years of my seagoing life, it consisted of being a cadet officer on board a merchant ship trading between Europe, England and West Africa. It was during this period that I got involved very much with the sort of things that seamen gets involved in, and when you go ashore in different ports and different places, and I considered myself more of a man of the world and became the leader of a little group of lads on the ship that used to go ashore and get pretty much involved. And some of the things that I was involved with is spoken about in 1 Peter 4:3, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, carousals, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. And it was after I'd been at sea 5 years, 4 to 5 years, that I was introduced to the person of Jesus Christ in a way that I never heard him before. And this had appeared in my life when I was beginning to wonder what the purpose of living was, and what the where I could get real satisfaction in my job and my life, and where I could gain a real peace and a wholeness in my life, and what my future held. And it's during this consideration that a person said to me that, well, you've tried everything else there is in the world to try, why not try Jesus Christ and believe that God exists and lives today, and he's able to change you and give you a purpose to life. At this junction, I accepted this very logical statement from a person whom had said she'd been healed from cancer within 3 days of her dying, and within 3 days she was completely healed, not a trace of cancer in her body. I checked with the doctors and they confirmed that it was a miracle. So I had some cause to listen to this woman again, who had a son not much younger than myself. And it was at this juncture that I believed what this person said and went back to the college I was studying in London for my second major degree. And I believed what she said, and I opened up a Bible that happened to be in the hotel room, one of the Gideon's Bibles, blew the dust off, opened it up, and I started reading at 10 o'clock at night and just couldn't put it down. I'm still reading at 6 in the morning, and off I had to go to college. And the whole that week I just couldn't wait to get back from college to read the Bible and to really see what God had for me. And it was a matter of 3 weeks later I was introduced to a house fellowship and a Christian who went and studied in London, and I went along to his house fellowship in London, and I was praying with one of the elders in the church about receiving the Holy Spirit, of which I've been crying for the last few weeks or so. After the prayer session he scratched his head and didn't know how to really cope with me, and he said you must have received the Spirit already. And at that moment I realized that I had, and I felt a great overwhelming sense of warmth through my whole body, which to me really represented the picture it talks about in Acts 2, when the tongues of fire descended on the disciples' heads, and that really happened in my heart. And from that day I've just been really wanting God and nothing else. There's a year later that I heard of a Christian ship, and this Christian ship was put to me that one day I might find myself on it. But I thought, oh well, no, that's not for me. that at 10th that time, 5 years later, the Lord has made me eat those words, and he put it very clearly to me that I was to come, and confirmed it by several small incidents during my last trip to sea, where I was serving as a chief officer in a general cargo company.
Just interrupt you there one sec. You're a chief officer. What is your position here? Now, I know this is not a question of rank and position, yeah, but what is your duties on board ship here now?
Mm. Well, when I came to Lagos, I took up the position as second mate, and then I was recently being promoted to chief officer, which does entail the smooth running of the deck department. Hopefully that means looking after all the maintenance, the ship, the safety, all the equipment on the deck, and whether to keep the ship clean, functioning properly. And basically, second command to the captain, so if the captain's not on board, then I have to stay here and fill in for him.
That's heavy responsibility.
Well, yes, I think if I thought about it too much, perhaps I'd start getting the shakes, but I know the Lord's there and he helps me live and do it.
Amen. Sorry to interrupt you there, but just want that. All right, you can tell us what happened then.
Yeah, as I say, the Lord confirmed that I should come, and I was away on the last trip, and when I got home, there's a whole pile of letters and telegrams and phone calls through to my parents from Operation Mobilization, wondering where I was. They wanted to speak to me without coming on the ship. And within 3 weeks, I found myself flying back out to the Persian Gulf, where I'd just flown home from 2 weeks earlier, to join the Logos. And I joined a second mate, as I say, and then the captain who was originally here left, and the chief officer, Percy Marisalo, was promoted to chief to captain when I took over the chief officer's rank, and been serving as chief officer now for the last 5 months, and I should be serving in this rank hopefully until I leave in 9 months' time, next May, and then I should be going up for my master's certificate. But I just wanted to see what the Lord's got in store. I look for the day I might get my master's certificate and come back here. But maybe that's not quite what he's got in store, but I'll probably find out a bit nearer the time.
Tremendous. Thank you, Peter, for what you've told us. I trust, again, as we've said to the others who have shared their testimony and their call to the Logos, that those who listen to this cassette may likewise receive a challenge from it, an encouragement as to what God is doing in the lives of young people, and not so much even the young, because we notice that there's quite a range of age groups on board this ship. The day 203 that God's very much alive in 1979. This theory that, or teaching that's gone around by some of the would-be sleeping professors of religion, if you like, that God is dead, I think the Logos has proved to us in a very real way that God is moving amongst people. And it's good to be a part of it. It's even good for us to share, sitting here talking to you, because we've seen God at work.
Well, it is. It's a great privilege to be here, because to live here amongst other Christians is the other side of the balance. Whereas before, for my first few years as a Christian, I was just on my own in amongst other seamen. I was the only Christian on the ship, and I get on the other side of the balance.
Yeah.
It's not easy being here, but with God's help, and it was looking to Him. He's the oil that flows between the cogs, and everything moves smoothly, really, in the long run. And I see miracles every day, and I just have to bow my knee before God and say, look, you know, this is a miracle.
Some people don't like us asking this question. It's not a spiritual question by any means, but it's on age. I know for us males, or we don't mind telling your age. Would you like to say how old you are?
Well, I'm only 27 years old.
27.
Yeah.
And how many years have you spent at sea again?
I've been 9 years at sea.
9 years at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And many on the Logos again?
And I've been just 9 months on the Logos.
9 months.
That's another 9 months to go.
Another 9 months.
For my commitment this time.
Good. Thank you, Peter, for sharing this time with us.
Thank you.
And may God bless you as you move to Melbourne. We trust you'll see a better response than what you've seen in Sydney.
I was
coming down from Brisbane, we thought this place would be overcrowded. But I do believe that, as in our own lives, we have been touched and moved by what we've seen as we go to Brisbane. Hence us being here at this time, just to see the last bit of the ship going out. And we know those who listen are certainly challenged. Thanks again.